Hi, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. This is not going to be one of those comfortable, relaxing, trancey sessions. So if you're looking for one of those, pick one of the other episodes. Because this is an episode where I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the role of hypnosis in being a high achiever. And frequently, I get into conversations with people who study with me, who are keen to push themselves to another level, and who are very, very curious about hypnosis. Now, I'm going to say right off, I am not a hypnotist. I am not a trained hypnotist, and I don't intend to become a trained hypnotist for reasons that will be clear. But I do spend a lot of time working with altered states and with light trance states, just because they're part of the gig when you're working with the imagination, with focus, and with mind-body thinking. NLP is the study of models of excellence. And so the first thing I want you to think about is how often do you encounter a model of excellence who acknowledges hypnosis as part of their training to be really, really good, and then really, really better at what they're already doing. And I'm going to suggest that although lots of people have a role for hypnosis, it's not front and center in any account of high achievement that I've ever read. What high achievers do have is a fierce dedication to getting better. And they are so committed that they spend hours and hours and hours, whether they're athletes or financial advisors or professors, checking the details, looking at what goes wrong, and working to make a different mistake the next time. And so practice is important in every account of high achievement, and practice with a willingness to go to the hard places and confront your own failures is an important part of every story I've heard of high achievement. So if you've never heard of somebody who became a world champion by sort of going into trance and coasting through it, then you might wonder, is hypnosis a good way to improve performance? And I think the answer might be a qualified yes. There's a role for hypnosis if you choose it. And I think the role for hypnosis is not in programming success, but in recovery and rest and resilience. So anything that builds your ability to rest well, so that then you are built up enough to confront the next conscious effort, the next expenditure of willpower, will probably accelerate progress. And if you are looking for high achievement in a physical discipline, there are some reasons to believe that deeper trances can accelerate healing and provide pain relief. And certainly some evidence that an ability to enter a hypnotic state, like a meditative state, like the states that you get into through restorative yoga, could provide some really deep rest that will allow you to recover more quickly from effort to make your next effort. So I think you'll find that most high achievers who are practicing some form of hypnosis are not practicing it directly to impact their achievement, but are practicing it to impact their ability to rest effectively. Lots of people want to use hypnosis as a way of directly getting into unconscious patterns and altering them so that they never even come into conscious awareness. I personally have read a lot, and I haven't seen any evidence that this works at the level you would need it to work to boost really high achievement. There's also a thing in hypnosis that makes people feel like deeper trance states are better trance states. And this is unlikely to be true of high performers, except for rest and restoration, for these reasons. All accounts of high achievers, artists, athletes, business people, involve heightened sensory acuity, a willingness to work incredibly hard, and an ability to work with conscious determination and commitment to purpose over long periods of time. And this just is incompatible with going into a deep trance if there were information through hypnosis that would, say, open you up to better acuity. You'd want it to be in a fairly light trance state so that it was easily imported into conscious practice, so then you could work with it. I think the most important thing I want to say to people is that I'm highly suspicious when people are looking for a way to accelerate their performance by giving away accountability for their effort. And if you can find models who have succeeded by delegating their willpower to unconscious process, then certainly you'd have a reason for believing it might work for you. But if every example of high achievement, every role model you look at has a fierce dedication to building the willpower they need to persevere through changing conditions so that they continue to get better and get better results, then I suggest you need to build in yourself that kind of willpower. And rest is only part of how you get there. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.